Hachette Audio presents Let Her Fly, A Father's Journey, written by Zayuddin Yousafzai with Louise Carpenter, read by Adnan Kapadia with the prologue read by the author.
To Dr. Colonel Muhammad Junaid and Dr. Mumtaz Ali, who performed life-saving surgery on Malala in Pakistan after she was shot. With the grace of God, they saved Malala's life. Foreword by Malala Yousafzai. I write this foreword to thank my father. For as long as I have known him, my father has been the personification of love, compassion, and humility. He taught me about love, not simply through words, but through his own act of love and kindness. I never saw my father being disrespectful or unfair to anyone. Whether Muslim or Christian, fair or dark, poor or rich, man or woman, as a school principal, a social activist, an active social worker, he was caring, respectful, and supportive to everyone. Everyone loved him. He became my idol. We were not a rich family financially, but we were ethically and morally rich. Abba has the view that for a happy life, wealth is neither a factor nor a safety. We never ever felt poor, though I precisely remember those times when we did not have enough money for food. If my father had made a little money from school profits, he would spend it all in one day on the family buying fruit and would give the rest to my mum, as she was the one sorting out the family's shopping, furniture, cutlery, etc. Shopping was boring for him, so boring that we would often start arguing with my mum if she took too long. My mum would tell him off and remind him, "You would thank me when you wear this suit." He loved seeing my brothers, my mum, and I happy and healthy. For him, we had what mattered most in our lives: education, respect, and unconditional love, which was enough to make us feel rich and happy. His love for me made him my shield from all things bad and evil around me. I grew up to be a happy, confident child, even in a society that was not offering the happiest outlook for my future as a girl. A deep respect for women and girls filled the home I grew up in, even when it was not mirrored in the world beyond our walls.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?